Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A lead foot and a sharp-eyed deputy may have just saved a life after a routine speeding stop on U.S. 17 in Crescent City, Florida, turned into a high-stakes rescue of a missing North Carolina teen. Joshua McGrath, 37, of Charlotte, was hauled off to jail in cuffs after Putnam County deputies discovered his 16-year-old passenger had been the subject of a desperate month-long manhunt. The drama unfolded when Deputy Tuning clocked McGrath's car flying down the highway. When the deputy approached the car, McGrath immediately tried to pull a fast one, first claiming the teen was his little cousin. Here's the body cam. Listen.
That's my friend.
That's your friend.
I met her in Charlotte.
In Charlotte. How old are you? You're 37, and you're friends with a 16-year-old girl?
The girl, visibly shaken, fed the deputy a string of bizarre lies, even claiming she was born in 2013, which would have made her a 12-year-old child, before eventually breaking down in the back of the patrol car and revealing she was a runaway from Gastonia, North Carolina, reported missing since February 16th. McGrath's cousin's story evaporated instantly, replaced by a revolving door of excuses, a friend, he thought she was 19, and finally he insisted they were only in Florida to quote-unquote play gambling games. But the gambling was far from legal because a search of the car allegedly uncovered 19 counterfeit $100 bills, a stash of synthetic marijuana, and other drug paraphernalia. Authorities quickly contacted the teen's mom, who confirmed she'd never even heard of McGrath, fueling suspicions of a much darker motive for their multi-state journey. McGrath is currently being held at the Putnam County Jail on a $9,000 bond, facing a laundry list of charges, including interference with child custody and possession of counterfeit currency. And more could be pending while the teen awaits a reunion with her family. The investigation is ongoing. More crime and justice news after this. A nightmarish failure of supervision has left a developmentally disabled 5-year-old boy wheelchair-bound and traumatized after he was allegedly beaten to a pulp during a Cub Scout meeting in Bowling Green, Ohio. An explosive civil lawsuit filed by parents Brianna and Christopher Russell. It claims their son, ID'd only as DR, was brutally assaulted while his pack leader, 34-year-old Christopher Coakley, stepped outside the room to vape. The carnage unfolded in December of 2025 during an indoor snowball fight with fake snowballs at the First Christian Church. According to the filing, DR was bending down to join the fun when a 12-year-old boy called LC allegedly launched a savage attack, punching the little boy in the head and stomach before knocking him to the floor and stomping on his leg with enough force to snap his thigh bone. DR's devastated mom, Brianna, spoke to WTOL 11 News.
I heard him yell for the first time, and that is a sound that I will never, never forget as a mother.
The injuries were so catastrophic that DR required emergency surgery to have flexible titanium elastic nails driven into his femur to stabilize the fracture, rods that must remain in his body for up to a year, as that child now faces a future of morphine and wheelchairs. The lawsuit further reveals a shocking failure of accountability, alleging the Cub Scouts, who are mandatory reporters, waited 4 days to report the assault, only doing so after the parents filed their own police report. Also, that Scouting America and the Erie Shores Council violated their own, quote, too deep leadership rules by failing to separate age groups, allowing a much older child with a documented history of trouble to be in striking distance of a vulnerable 5-year-old child. While Scouting America expresses, quote-unquote, sincere concern, The family is demanding a jury trial and over $25,000 in damages. Despite the brutal nature of the stomping, juvenile prosecutors have reportedly declined to file criminal charges, leaving the civil courts as the only hope for the family to get justice. And finally, talk about a smart device with a very dumb mouth. Christy Husterman of Texas is officially unplugging from Amazon after her Alexa assistant turned into a digital creeper. During a story time session, 4-year-old Stella was asked by the AI what she was wearing and if it could quote-unquote see her pants. When the child mentioned her skirt, the speaker chirped, quote, "Let me take a look. That's a virtual voyeur for sure." Amazon claimed the wardrobe malfunction was just a feature misfire and insists its safeguards prevented the camera from launching. But this mom not buying the prime excuse, fearing a predator had hacked the hardware, Husterman yanked the plug on the bot's subscription to her home. We'll see if Amazon can reboot this glitch before more families disconnect. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.